So, autism meltdowns? What's the difference between an autism meltdown and a tantrum? All that coming up. Hey guys, welcome back to the Ask Me World. My name is Dan. I have autism, ADHD, OCD and dyslexia, and I make weekly videos all about this type of content. So if you're new around here and you'd like to learn more, remember to hit the subscribe button by clicking that notification bell. If you're watching on Facebook, be sure to give this page a follow. And if you're watching on Instagram, make sure to give this account a follow so that you don't miss out on any more autism content. So guys, what is going on? Welcome back, Different Thinkers, the place where we think differently daily. What is going on? Guys, if you haven't already, make sure to go and check out my free Autism Life Hacks PDF book available at autismhacks.net, because that would be super, super dope. You guys are amazing. What is going on? Guys, so, oh my goodness, about 2 or 3 months ago, I was asked to do a video with a friend of mine, Russell, who is an autism advocate. He's called The Autism Advocate on Instagram, actually, and he was doing a video all about autism tantrums versus meltdowns, because some people are ignorant and they don't know the difference between an autism tantrum and meltdown. Now, sometimes it's not because you're ignorant that you don't know the difference, but in this video, I'm going to clear up all those misconceptions and all those things, because it's very important that we know this difference, because people aren't just going to have tantrums because they well, let's get into it. Okay, guys, so there is a difference between autism and meltdowns and autism kind of tantrums or tantrums in general. And a lot of people kind of get mixed up because they don't know if their kid is having a tantrum, if their kid is having an autism meltdown, if their kid is just being awkward. So people will often call an autism meltdown a tantrum, but it's simply not the case, and this is definitely why. An autism meltdown is caused by an overload of information that could be sensory, auditory, any stimuli that comes from outside coming inside, and it's too much. Then the autistic person has an outburst of emotions that they can't get on top of or control, and these outbursts of emotions are gained from the miscommunication from the emotional communication side, because they can't communicate their emotions properly, and then you have this outburst and rage of anger, which isn't their fault. They don't want this to happen, it happens, and then they feel bad. They're crying, it's an emotional outburst, and it's not a good thing. It's just an uncontrolled way, because they can't understand the situation at hand, they can't understand the information that's being presented, and there may be an overload of information stimuli coming into that person's field of interest, and it's just completely making them just meltdown. Is typically what it is happening here. Now, that is an autism meltdown, and it's an involuntary action that's caused by emotional differences, right? Now, the difference between this, right, and controlling, you know, the control of a meltdown is uncontrollable, right? But when you think about a tantrum is a voluntary action that's happening in a situation where the person wants to, you know, that they're the needs of a person is not met, and when the needs of a person's wants are not met, then they will have a voluntary action to scream and kick and cry about it. So the person who's creating the tantrum is able to stop it at any time and is in full control of the tantrum. And this is why, you know, during a tantrum, you could probably get a child to calm down, and you can eventually get a child to calm down, but during a meltdown, this would never happen, because the person who is having a meltdown, you have to ride it out, and the meltdown has to stop before you can calm the person down and then start the after kind of care process. But with a tantrum, it's just getting that person to stop at that moment in time. And everybody knows that you can get a person to stop if they're having a tantrum, because you can just be like, oh, I'm having a tantrum, and they'll calm down. But with an autism meltdown, it's kind of like this ongoing emotional thing, and they're begging for help and support. It's not like they're just kicking off because they want ice cream or they wanted a certain video game or whatever. There is a huge difference here, and it's important that we create a world where we can understand the difference between a meltdown and a tantrum and act accordingly on that, because you need compassion for autistic people, and you need to be able to help autistic people in their daily life. And so if you know an autistic person, know that they'll never probably have a meltdown, because the thing that we want most of all is to just have normality and neutral kind of playing fields, and just have like a drama-free life. But it doesn't happen, because this involuntary action of a meltdown happens all the time. Same with shutdowns, burnouts, and all the other stuff that comes with autism. Guys, if you found this information valuable for somebody else, please post it on your Facebook, Instagram and Twitter accounts. And if you enjoyed this video, give it a thumbs up, leave me a comment, I read every single one, and I'll see you next time, guys. Peace.